scripture for today is Psalms 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Father, as I kneel before you today, I ask that you refresh and renew me. Lord, bathe me in your Holy Spirit and make me in your image. I wait before you, Father, patiently. I will not worry today because I know that you have gone before me to make the way. Oh, Lord Jesus, praise you. In the name of my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray this for you, people. Our thought for today is to think on what it would be like to be worry-free. Now that's heaven. But I have to admit, since God told me to pray His will and to give everything to Him, Mary and I basically live worry-free. Just a few months ago, our business lost half of its work in one day. And my first instinct was to go into a panic. Why me, Lord? But I came over to the prayer chapel, fell on my face, and said Job's immortal words, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And within less than a week, God had replaced it with more work, better and easier than that we had before.
Today's action, give all of your worries to the Lord. Today's treasure can be found in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I'd like to read you a little poem. Well, actually it was a hymn by Fanny Crosby. An almost forgotten hymn, and it's about waiting patiently upon the Lord. Wait on the Lord and wait cheerfully, and He will thy youth renew. Wait on the Lord obediently, whatever He bids thee do. Wait on the Lord, for whom hast thou on earth or in heaven but He? Over thy soul a watch He keeps, whatever thy path may be.